Moshe's good at shoes, etc. So that's the fundamentals, which is of course a logical way to proceed. And that's why I was very happy that Tamidim more or less voted in that direction. Okay. Rabosai, we've quoted Reb Chaim so many times without having opened it. I think it's appropriate that we at least open the sefer and then we should see what's in it. Reb Chaim is bothered the position of the Rambam. The Rambam has a unique shita. Rambam paskins that Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayef. Almost every other Rishon paskins Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa is Potter. It's Machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. And the Rambam has this unique shita, almost unique. Problem is a Gemara in the Sech. I'll show you the Gemara. I can't show you all the Rambam, but the Gemaras I can show you. We'll see in the Gemara seems to be exactly against the Rambam and makes for a significant problem. It has to do with Mappas Mursa. Mappas Mursa we spoke about yesterday at great length. It's Tosus and Subas Davavavanav. Quotes Mappas Mursa. Well, let's take a look at that before you even see the Shabbat. Let's see it over here in Tzubas. Tzubas of Avraham Aleph. If they tell you to look at Rabbos, give a look. Tnan bepek shmona shrotzim daf kuf zayin amapis mursa b'shabbis im lasos lapeh chayef holtz men aleicha potter. Okay, that's a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah on Shabbos daf kuf zayin haman aleph. Okay, Rabbos, let's take a look at the Mishnah first and then we'll just switch them in vase in a second. Funny font today, but okay, I can handle it. It's got a little better this way. Okay. Hamapis Musa b'Shabbos im lasas lopechayev otzmen alecha potter. Right, potter. Not only is it potter, but it's even mutter. It's non machat shel yad. Okay. So you find this concept over here in Av Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's now turn to Amud Beis. But the Gemara explains what happened. Okay. That's kind of a different system over here, it looks like. But okay. The Gemara discusses on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis this din. It gives an explanation for the din. Watch this. Hamapis Musa b'Shabbos l'Nasas l'Pechayim lots men lecha potter man Tana Omer Bila Marav Rabbi Shimoni Yomam Malacha Shein Tzvicha l'Gufa Potter Aleho Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rambam Paskins Malacha Shein Tzvicha l'Gufa is Chayev, and yet the same Rambam Paskins Mapis Musa Meir Kasha. What a Kasha! Tremendous Kasha. Not my Kasha. It's a Magen Mishnah's Kasha. Magad Mishnah's Kasha. The same thing is true of the other case, which we'll mention briefly. Atzad Nochash B'Shabbos Im Misasik Voshal Yishkanu Potter Im Mefuachai Mantana Rabbi Shimoni Nochash B'Shabbos Im Potter. Guess what? Ram quotes that too. Same Kasha again. Everyone understand the Kasha? The Kasha is an obvious Kasha. So Reb Chaim addresses this Kasha and he says this Kasha really goes back a long way. Way before the Rambam. And I've given them an Aleph. What's more saying? Omar Shmuel, Kopturi the Shabbos Potter Avalosser, except for three. What are they? Tzedas Tzvi, Tzedas Nachash, Umapis Mursa. Okay? Mapis Mursa. Wait a second. Shmuel himself, Tosis quotes over here. Hiksha Bahag, the Shmuel, the Shmuel. Hochas of a Shmuel, Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa Potter, Kerab Shimon, Ubisham Tzad the Gufa Shari, that's what he's assuming, no one ever said that. Ubi Perakira, Amin, and Bedavah Shein Miskav and Savala Kerab Shimon, Bimalacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa, Savala Kerab Yehuda. Ribbono shel Olam, a stira within Shmuel. It's like, it's not going to be a for potter, as it sounds like on Daf Gimel. Or is it Chayev? It says Beferish on Daf Mem Beis. That's a kash. Says Reb Chaim, that the Reb Chaim, I don't know if you looked it up, consists of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs. 1, 2, 3, and 5 is easy. And 4, which is the longest one, as you can probably guess, is really a separate shtickl term. It relates to what we shall see momentarily, the whole suit increases, but we can discuss 1, 2, 3, and 5 first, get Reb Chaim's teretz in order, and then we'll go back to paragraph 4. Okay? Mapis Murs says Reb Chaim, what kind of status does it have? It's a Dova Shenim Iskaving. That's a Tosa in Avov. That was yesterday's Shir. Except it's a Psegresha. But the Oruch Hol, Psegresha, Lo Nichale, is Potur. Question becomes, why did Gemara say, Anav Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbo Sain? But the Gemara said, the reason Mantana, Rav said Mantana, who's the Tana, who patas it, who says it's Mutter, who is Rav Shimon, Eitzel Gufa Potter. Why? Just say, Zadova Shenem Iskavim, and Psegresh Lo Nichle is Mutter, if that's in fact the case. That's the Kasha. This ends paragraph 3. We're skipping 4, going to 5. Yushav had the matter Shmuel Mapes Moros of Tzedes Nosh. As we said before, it's Enem Eskavi. And Shmuel holds, and Zvachim Tzadi Aleph, the one we saw, Dov Hashem Eskavi is Mutter. Psegresh Lo Nichle is Mutter. The Yoruch. Ramo is like the Yoruch. I did Gemara Sovi and Nafkuv Zayin, if I was an answer of the Gufa. Who is speaking? Who is saying so? Who's saying so? You know who's saying so? Rav. What's Rav? It's a dirty name with Rav. What's the word with Rav? So we saw before that Tosfos on Daf Gimel quoted Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Mem Beis. What happened over here? Daf Mem Beis. Okay, on Daf Mem Beis. Let's see if we can find it. What does it say over here? B'dova shenem miskavim. As we saw those 12 quoted in Tosfos. Savala k'Rabbi Shimon. This is Shmuel. B'dova shenem tzrichel gufa. Savala k'Rabbi Yehuda. This is as far as Shmuel is concerned. This is Shmuel's shita. And what is Rav shita? Says Reb Chaim. B'dova shenem miskavim is Asur. Where do we find it? Find it somewhere. We'll try links in both directions. First we'll try links this way. No, it's not here. Came from there, okay, let's try again. I apologize for my ineptitude. Try this way. I'm not told. I don't want Tosfos. We got the Tosfos. Try this. Again, let's try to go back where we came from. I'm reading from Reb Chaim Sefer. Reb Chaim says, Rav hu d'ram alav Shabbos at Mem Beis, Dova Shenem Eskavin is awesome. Where is it? Try again. Couldn't find it before. Try one more time, or else we'll have to look later. Don't see it. Okay, we'll look again. We'll find it. We take up Chaim's word for the moment. The Rabbah is a davar shein miskaven, in fact, is awesome. Catch this now, very important. Listen very carefully. Therefore, if davar shein miskaven is awesome, Sikreisha lo nichale would be what? What? Rabbi said, what? Yes. Not only would it be asur, Sikreisha lo nichale would even be chayim, as we'll see soon. As we'll see soon. For the only reason you're potter is answer the gufa. But the Rambam shedat of the dasach Sikreisha lo nichale is davar shein miskaven, we paskin is mutter. The every pasuk like Shmuel, Mapas Mursa Tzedas Nachash Mishtorn Lachatchila, not because of Enshul Legufa as Mursa Nachkov Zayin according to Rav. No, but rather because it's a Dovah Shein Miskaven and Pesach Meshul Nichalei is a Dovah Shein Miskaven and it's Mut. This is the outline of what Rav Chaim is telling us. We're totally missing the fourth paragraph, which is the longest paragraph, and that's. Put it on hold for a minute. Does everyone understand what Chaim said? It's very important we review one more time. Just discuss it. Torah Shavah Peh. The Rambam says that Mapas Mursa is Mutter. The Gemara Shabbos Kuv Zayin says Mapas Mursa is Mutter because your Ain't Shulagufa is Pater. Rambam Pass Ain't Shulagufa is Chayav. It's the Magad Mishas Kasha. It's Tosis Kasha of Gimel. It's Steer Shmuel and Shmuel. Answer Reb Chaim that Rav on Daf Kuf Zayin holds Dovah Shein Miskaven is awesome. So therefore, there's only one way out, Ein Shul Legufa. But we paskin Dovah Shein Miskaven is mutter. I it's a Psikresha. Psikresha Lenichalei is mutter. As a result, it's mutter for a different reason than the Gemara said. The Gemara said it's the reason is what Ein Shul Legufa, because the Gemara is going Leman Domein Miskaven is awesome. We pass against Gavin as Mutter, especially Nichol as Mutter, that's why it's Mutter. That's the outline of Reb Chaim. Everyone with me so far? Now, having said all this, let's turn our attention to the Sugin Krisus, which is a critical Sugin which we have to analyze today, which we've been talking about so long. We did see Krisus your test that we saw on the screen many times. We first saw the Sugin right after Pesach, but we never got as far as Dav Chof, to my recollection. Same general Sugin, but a different part of the sugya. Tana Rabbanan, everyone with me so far? See in place? Hachote gecholim b'shabbos. Chayav chatos. Okay? You're playing with the coals. Use the word stoking the coals, like Shem Yechata v'gacholim, the famous Gzeren, in Gemara Shabbos, about cooking and all that. Stoking the coals. Rav Shimon Lozer Omer, Shimon Lozer Batzadik, Chayav Shtayim. Who? Why Shtayim? Rishon Mechabes El Yonos, when you stoke the coals, the ones on top go out, the fire goes out in them. Umaveres HaTachtonos, and the ones on the bottom, which were sort of black, will become red. Just to use that expression quickly. Black is not a fire, red is a fire. The black will become red, red will become black. Yechayev twice. Okay? Yechayev twice. Says the Gemara like this. B'mayaskina. Either come mechavim lechavos or lehavir, my time of demand the potter. Why only chayev once? El lokom, the lokom mechavim lehavir, my time of demand the mechayev tati. Why yechayev twice? Make up your mind. So Rabbi Lozer B'chanina say, Niskaven l'chavis salyonos, k'dei l'havris atachtonos. Tana kama sover mekalkal b'havara potter. Rabbi Lozer B'chanina say, Omer b'chayev. Okay, that's very nice. You're trying to get rid of the elyonos in order to be mavel atachtonos. And the question is, this it's considered to be a mekalkel. Okay. Let's see what Rashi has to say about this. Moshe says, the Nafach Shana, let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi explains things beautifully. Let's see, this is a Rashi here. Hachote, Hamamala Kalen, Mitzibra Gacholim. Like, you know, if you're into this week's Parsha, you heard the landing yesterday. Kach Malo Hamachta Gachleyesh. It's the same. It's the same word. Bechabel Yonos, she'achshav nasu satachtonos, v'kovu machmas hamasa shelo Yonos, u'mavra tachtonos she'kvuyos machmas hamasa sheleim, she'en achshav Yonos nizbaros. So the top ones go away. Now the bottom ones, which are underneath, come the top ones, and they'll ignite. Why chayav twice? Aloi chayav and lechada v'lagabe mesasiku. Kedei lahavir eset tachtonos is Rashi. Kolomar lahav oras hatachtonos lo havet zorich el lekibu yalyonos harzika kavanoso. Shera napoch, he's a blacksmith. V'tzorich lepechomim. Therefore, the skaven lechabes alyonos shu gasos. He wants that. He needs chokol. He needs to do. That which is no longer ignited.
But that's if the rice, making charcoal, is the real
rice. Okay, good. It's why it's chayav chatas, exactly.
No, it would be then, if he was in
his carpet, he's chayav and mechabah. Skila, yeah, nechanami. What about maver? I mean, you can't kill him twice. So we're therefore talking about a shogay, we can give him two chatos. Right? Two chatos. Okay? Afal pi shiyoda shiyavara tachtonos, Niskav in the kibush alela, Amanashi's baro ela, Afal pishu mekalkalim, etzlo. Misperspective, he's mekalkalim. The kalkalim of Havara, called Nafachu, and Rabbi Yochan ben Nafach Shana, lo nichle ele napeach al Havara Chom. He wants dead coals. For his profession, he needs dead coals, not live coals. Okay? So mekalkalim of Havara Chayav, the Kaimalon, Afal gav, the Shah mekalkalim term, Chobel umavir chayovim. We've had this a few times, it's called up here in Asugim. The kaka of the chabur is chayav, the kaka of the havar is chayav. Okay? Fine. Let's not go back to the... Does everyone understand so far? Let's go back to the Gemara, see it one more time, and then we're going to continue with Amud Beis. We're going slowly, or else the sugya increases. It's chazer again. So there's a fight where they chayav once or chayav twice. So the Gemara says at the beginning like this. The skaim and the chabas al yonos. Right? Quantitanakam, he knows it's going to be the bombs are going to ignite. He holds Makaga Bahavar as Potter. He holds Makaga Bahavar as Chayav. But not Pachshana, he wants dead coals, not live coals. Fine. That's the Gemara Amud Aleph. Amud Bey, says the Gemara. Rav Ashi Yama, here's the key. Koshin the Skyman and the Chabos, the Huvaru Me'alein. Not the Pshat, he's Mechavan. To both. No, he's only trying to put out the top coals. Guess what happens? By themselves, the bottom coals ignited. Tanakama Sabalak Rab Shimon, Dabadabah Shem Miskavin is Potter. So therefore, he's Chayavan Kibuy Potter on Havara. Ablazib Rab Sadak Sabalak Rab Yehuda, the Omar, Dabah Shem Miskavin is Chayav. Rabbah said, this is not the normal phrase in Shas. Normal phrase in Shas is, we have it over here. Open the Ksubas above. What word is different, Rabbi Osai? What word is different? Come on, look. Ah, exactly. Asamutta. Here it's Potter Chayev, because here it's talking about a carbon. And this leads Tosis to a big kash, which we'll see in a minute. But before we see Tosis, see one more line Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hachote b'kholen b'shabas l'schamen behem. He wants this heat. He's interested in getting some heat. V'huveru me'alein. And they go on. Tanei chada chayev, tanei edach potter. Hoda tanei chayev kasavar melacha shen etzvichu legufa chayev olel. Hoda tanei potter kasavar melacha shen etzvichu legufa potter olel. End of the parak. Okay? Ad kan rabosai. Everyone with me so far? This is the Gemara. We'll do it one more time because it's worth repeating. Ravashi says niskaven lechabas v'luvu me'aleim. Tanakama holds like Abshimin. Tov Hashem niskaven is what we call mutter here. It's called potter. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik says Rabbi Yehuda Tov Hashem niskaven is what we call also he calls it chayv. We'll see soon what it is. Tana Rabbanan, don't forget this. Ram quotes both. Hachota begachola b'shabas leischamin b'hem v'luvu me'aleim. Right. This sounds the same, no? Niskaven lechabas v'luvu me'aleim. Here's niskaven leischamin v'luvu. It sounds the same thing, huh? Once it's chayev, once it's potter. Once it's chayev, says ensul guf is chayev. Once it's potter, ensul is potter. Then Rama would have to hold chayev, right? Rama holds ensul guf is chayev. That's before you see the toast to see Rashi. The sky on the chabas v'lo lahavir shlohoi yodea shesof tachtonos lahavir. Shein shul legufa, gon zesh eino tzorach lahavir and el eschamim bar chate yosan. All he wants to do is get some heat by soaking them. Yodea she is bar om nas ken osa, so it's miskaven. He can't stand in miskaven. But ain't shul legufa it is. So Rashi is very careful. It is a miskaven and it ain't shul legufa. That's Rashi. Tosfos. Sfirah Rabbi Yehuda Davar Shemiskaven is Chayev. Not the word Chayev. Im Tomar. Kimash Apirish Ari Perakam the Ksumas Daf. Hey, our Daf. Hold on, Rabbi Yehuda Davar Shemiskaven. Also, Midr Abon and Daf Vlom and Torah. Because Shabbos Vlechas Mach Shabbos Osir Torah we saw. Kosher. Tocha Masha the Midor Eis the Kama the Mechayev Chadas. What a great Kasha. Yesh Lomar. Hocha in a time of the Mechai Rabbi Yudah Mishnah that a psikresh of a loyomus. Frek Tosus, v'yem tomar him came, afidu Rabbi Shimon mode, umay koma tanakama sfil like Rabbi Shimon. What a great kasha. What a great kasha. The Yesh Lomar, this is, I want to call it a dochak, what can I tell you? I don't have to use the word about Tosus. Hocha habitama the malacha shen the tzricha the gufa. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, the tamayu. I had a Gemara said, Dabba Shem Miskavi. Lo nitzricha, the malacha shein etzorach legufo. Behold, the sava shein emeskavenu. Enu chayv chavetz ba'avarasa shal agacholim shein enene mehem. Chote begacholim eschamem bohem. Lo nochet meskavenu shein emeskaven. Shere eschamem hu osa. Because it is meskaven, as Rashi said. Ava malacha shein etzorach legufo hi. A potter am shimen. Ayib sekreshu. And to legufo potter, stop right here. It's such a big dochak if you think about it for a minute. The Gemara says the Miskavim ain't a Miskavim, and Tosis is stuck because Tosis holds that Miskavim ain't a Miskavim on Shabbos, even called Rabbi Yehuda, is only Midrabbanan, and here it says Chayim. You know what it really means? It really means ain't Shul Aguf. Happens also to be maybe ain't a Miskavim, but what? Miskavim, yet Miskavim? It's ain't Shul Aguf. It is a Miskavim. That's a big dochak, no? What'd you say?
It seems to be a contradiction.
Okay, so.
How can
be in
itself
the
group
for? But
that's
hold on.
The way you do it.
Let's go slow. Reb Chaim quotes Tosus Kasha. Reb Chaim gives Tosus Teretz. That's the case. Lav davka nochad hocha gemara lashon davar sheni miskaven. What it really means is ain't shichul gufa. The Rambam can't possibly hold that way. Why? Let's go. Can we call this? Now let's go to the Rambam. Rabbos, okay with me so far? The Rambam can't possibly hold like Tosfos. This is typical of Reb Chaim. My Rebbe taught us, Reb Chaim taught him, that the Rambam is not just a Pesach. Rambam is a Mefarish. You have to learn Shas, Aliba de Rambam. Not like Rashi, not like Tosfos. The Rambam has his own way. He's forced to. He can't learn like Tosfos. It's going to be impossible. If the Rambam learned the Gemara like Tosfos, we all, on our own, we thought Tosfos is a Dorchak. Rambam can't possibly hold that way. Why? Because he always says, Shrikh Lagufa is what? Is Chayav. So if the Rambam is going to be, you'll see in a second. Let's read the Rambam. This is the Rambam in Hilchus Shgogos. Which I ask you to see. Perigazai Alocha Yud Beis. This is a very problematic Rambam, as we shall see many Mefarshim are tumbling about this Rambam. Here it is. Hachote gecholen b'shabes. Shumachabes al yonos u'madigas atachtonos. In the skaven lechabos olahavir, chayev shtayim. Implying clearly that otherwise what? You would not be Chaim Stein. You would not be Chaim Stein. Says Reb Chaim, Hoem Huvru Me'alein, Eino Chayev Alachas. That seems to be pretty clear in Rambam, would you say? That's the whole word in the Gemara. And the Rambam Paskins answer the Gufas Chayev. So why only Chayev one? If it wouldn't be the Chayev Alachas Chayev? Shmamina, the Meforesh, the Suga Kipashto. The taya of a plukta the davash and a miskavin. The kaiman, the kaiman, the davash and a miskavin is mutter. I'm a paskins, and a chayev shtayim rak in the skavin, the chavos ulahavin. The problem becomes, but Tosfos says that what? Even if ain't a miskavin is usur, it's potter by Shabbos. That's an assumption. Now, the Ram, not everyone agrees with that. Not everyone agrees with that, but since Tosfos does hold that way, if you hold like Tosfos in that prat, and like the Rambam in this prat, you're stuck. V'nir aloma. Hold a dover shen in miskavi. And also, Rambam in the Rabbanu Mishkavi, Shabbos, Tuchuli Alma, Tosis doesn't yuma la medal, and Shabbos mem aleph, etc. And Krisis, we just saw Dav Chof. And Ksubas is employed as well. Ho avi atam, bezeh mishim, degavi Shabbos, ksiv, melechas machsheves. Ukshen in miskavi, lo have melechas machsheves. That's what Tosis says. That Eina Miskaven Rabosai is only Doraisa Bishari Surim, but it's the Rabbanan Bishabas. You know why? It's not a Melechas Machshavos. This is Tosa Sheet. Says Reb Chaim as follows. Listen carefully. These two dinim of Eina Miskaven and the Tura by Shabbos, as this is Briskies. Chalukin hein v'yisod dina mehadodim. This is classic risk. I read what Reb Chaim says. Dimedin dova sheni miskaven ha'ika tolim v'kava noso uritzono. Afilu yodea devara sheyas adava v'hu oses adava v'das. Nikoma gom tolim v'kava noso. In miskaven l'zein lo. Sugim tzor adav chafei. Which we spoke about before. Skipping the protein. You see that the Gemara makes it dependent on Yudhi Rav Shimon, Shema min amir, that din the dover shen the miskavim b'nichusa didei v'kavanoso talya milsa. How do you see? Afal gav the bolo hano v'adai mikol makom kol she'ena mechavim lahano havi b'chlal dover shen the miskavim. Dover shen the miskavim, Rav Mosai, does not require an uncertainty principle. It can even be certain in certain cases. I mean, that was a bit. It can even be certain in some cases, and alpha pikein, it depends upon any miskavim. That's this is quote of the Shiva Saran, that there's no situation, but hano, etc. Mashengir de melechas machsheves, ein yiso dino toli klav kavana v'rotzen, ki in bedaz sha'oses ha-malocha, v'zei yiso d'hachdina de melechas machsheves, knowledge. Who said so? Creases after your test. Miss Asik Mishabas Pot. You know why? Malechas Machshavas Hosra Torah. We saw that. Baba Kamachov, we saw that too. Hoysa Evan Munachas Labakek of Amma Benoflin in Shabbos Pot. You know why? Malechas Machshavas Hosra Torah. All those cases, Lo Nasa Samalacha Bedato Klal. Malechas Machshavas means B'machshava Bedas. Not only in the case we have no clue is it a lack of Melechas Machshavos, but even if it's 50-50, it also lacks the Melechas Machshavos. Reb Chaim. Lo nasa melocha bedato klal. Oh, comes Reb Chaim with the following brilliant idea. Psik reisha, Rav Shimon's Modi Achayov, Aruch is only by Nicholai. Cholok mazed in Melechas Machshavos, b'din davar sheni miskaven. The b'din davar sheni miskaven shall call it Torah kula. Ikar dino hu shir etzon of a kavanosu lezeh. Shamu the toli b'nichole. That's Reb Chanan. Chaim Salman, Reb Chanan. Reb Chanan said, the lumpness in the Aruch is the situation of the Siddur and Mechavin. It's not Nichle, you can't call him a Mechavin. If it's not Nichle, here's a situation, it's going to happen for sure. Lo Nichle, Miskavin mi Elohavin. You couldn't care less. Tov Hashanah Miskavin is Mutter. But Melechus, Machsheva, says Reb Chaim, you don't need a Tzorah Tzorah Kavana. Tatl Machshavto suffices. Ein dino toli klav nichale ki im de kol av ipsigresha va malacha yedu lo shu mekhrachas leyosos mikri nazes ha malacha bedato va havi bechlav malachas machsheves meiridik rabosai. What emerges? Dover shen miskav ipsigresha lo nichale kontu yaruch. Shabbos is the same as kol ha Torah kula. What does that mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Shein HaMiskavin is also Midvar Torah, B'chol HaTorah Kula, Gam B'Shabbos, Oslo V'chayov and Olav. That's in effect what Tosu said. So Tosu got started saying, Imasech Tekrisus. It's a psikresha, Chayav D'Oraisa. So the Gemara increases, Rebbe, what's the case? Miskavin L'Chabos V'hu Rame Alein. Dover Shein HaMiskavin is also your Chayav. I Tosu says Akasha, what, Rabosai? It's only the Rabbanon? No! It's a psikresha. It's lo nichale. Doesn't matter. Psikresha lo nichale is chayim and atorah, Rabosai. That's what depends on Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah holds davashin miskaven is aser, yechayiv. Chot Rabbi Shimon, yepotter. Man, send the Rambam now. Miskaven, the chabas, vuhu me'alei, and the potter. I tzrich leguf achayiv. No! No, it's Ena Miskaven. The Sug increases his Kipshuto. You pass like a Shimon, that it's permissible, Rabbi Osai, and therefore it's okay. Quanta Abyudi Bichayev, why? Psikresha. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutta. Why? Psikresha Lonichale. According to Abyudi, the fact that Lonichale is irrelevant. Wah, Rabbi Chaim. This is the godless of Rabbi Chaim. Having said this, Rabbi Chaim, let's go back over here. In the sky, but otherwise, if he wasn't miskaven for both, you're not chayev shtayim. Why not? Because dove shen em miskaven. Dove shen em miskaven. Dove shen em miskaven. I said, psikresha, it's lo nichale. Quantum Shimon, it's the creation of Nicholas, Dabba Shenim is Kavin. I, why you chayiv twice according to Abihuda? Because it's the creation of Nicholas, according to Abihuda, and Shabbos is chayiv Adoraisa. Why? It's the creation is enough. You have Dato, you don't have Kavanasa. So everything fits like a charm, if this is correct. Of course, there are two problems. The first problem is the second half of the Rambam. What is Rambam's second half? This is not my Kasha, this is the Chazanish's Kasha. The truth is, before we get the, let's leave out Chazanish. Can we see the classical Svarim first? And we get the Rambam. Let's read the second half of the Rambam. Also, it's quoted from the Tosafos and Afchav. Let's go back to the Gemara for a second, just to see the Gemara. You see the Gemara again before we go back to the Rambam. What does it say? This all we have to see is right over here. Two things I have to see. First, Rav Ashi Amar, Koshin Eskaven Lechabas V'Huver Me'alein, Tanakama Sabak Rav Shimon, Enem Eskaven Potter. Potter, notice, Potter. Rav Lazza Rav Shuda, Dovashin Eskaven is Chayev. Now we understand, according to this, why the emphasis is on Chayev. Because the Psik Reisha, had it not been a Psik Reisha, would have been Potter. Because it's Shabbos, Lechaz Mach Shabbos. So yeah, because they had to say it's a Psik Reisha, that's what I had to say, Chayev. I, why according to Rav Shimon, are you in fact potter? Because it's a psik resha, Rabosai. It's a psik resha, what we say before, the lo nichale. It really should be butter, if you ask me. The only reason why it says potter, because here it has to say Chayev. That's my explanation. Fine. Rav Chaim. Torah Rabbanan, the second half of the Gemara, Braisa. Hachotu b'gecholim b'shabas nischame bohem. He's just mischam, that's all. Huvur me'alein. So what's the din? Yechayev, Ein Shechel Leguf, Yechayev. Even though you don't really need that, all you want is the Chote part. Oh, so let's go back to the Rambam. Huh? We quote this Gemara. Achote begachol mischamme, kumelen chayev shtayim, because ain't shir leguf is chayev. Mefurish is a mefurish gemara. The mefurish gemara, right? Mefurish in the gemara. This Rabbi Osai, the chayev shtayim is only in the case we had kavana for both. That's also mefurish gemara. Pas la gabuna, Rabbi Shneim eskamen. Kipshut, we'll see about toisus pshat. Ram came off from that toisus. Haven't been this so far. But there are a couple of textual difficulties with the Rambam, which we're going to see in the Mefarshim on the Rambam. You got it. It's etched in your mind. They're both saying, I'm going to say to memorize it. Let's chaz it one more time. Chote gecholim mechabes al yonos umadigas atachtonos. When you chayim shtayim, only when the skav and the chabos ulahavir. If you're not the skav and the havir, you're not chayim. Here, you're. What are you doing over here? Huvru me aleim. You're not the skaving. To be Mavarit, Yechayev Shtayim anyway. So why over here Yechayev Shtayim anyway? And here, Rabbi Osai, you're not Chayev Shtayim. So what's between Chote Gecholim and Chote Deschanabahem? Right? Obviously, this is a distinction. We don't understand what the distinction is. Right? Everyone follow me so far? Here the Rambam says, Yechayev Shtayim when? In the sky and the Havi. Here he says, Huvru Me'alein, you're still Chayev Shtayim. Because then Shulgu was Chayev. Apparently, the simple pshat, without looking at any mefarshim, here, Rabbosai, we say, we could suggest, so you can't throw an answer to the gufa, because answer to the gufa doesn't matter according to the Rambam. Either way. So, we're going to be a little bit stuck. What's the difference between the two cases, etc.? Let's first see what the classical mefarshim, only two. Classical mefarshim are Kesef Mishnah and Lechem Mishnah. That's what's printed in the Sar.
There's no explanation as to what the two are in the second case. In the first case, you have a clear intent. He wants to make charcoal.
Right.
And he wants to get warm.
No.
He wants to heat up.
Second case, he wants to get warm.
Only warm.
He wants to warm himself up.
Why do we assume it's the same two wrongs? Maybe the Rambam has a different view. Maybe the two other wrongs he's talking about. One is...
So let's say, I'm chazing one more time before we turn to the case of mission. One more time. The Reisha says, the first case in the Gemara, Mechabes Leyonus, Malachas Atachtonus, Mechayev twice, when? And only when? In the Skab and the Chabes or the Havir.
Right. So Pashav Shamin,
you have to have intent for both. No intent for the Havir, you ain't a Meskab and the Havir, you're Pachter on Mavir. Right. Here, what happened? Chote Gecholim, Lischamim Bahem, Huvru Me'alein, Yechayev twice. Why? Ain't Shichel Gufa is Chayev.
What's the case?
Ooh, what happened over here? You're Mechavan, you're not a Mechavan.
Doesn't say that.
If you're a Mechavan, so it's redundant, no? He already said here, if you're Mechavan.
He only mentions Hubru here. He doesn't say
I understand. So that's exactly. So the question becomes over here. Here he says, in effect, is Mechavan. Here he doesn't say Mechavan. So if it is a Mechavan, it's just redundant. That's the Kasha. So the Kesef Mishnah is his Kasha. Let's take a look. He has two kashas.
The Chamim, you have a psik reish, right?
Oh, so that's where the word psik reish I found in the Rambam Beferish.
No.
Oh, so let's keep that in mind. See the Kesef Mishnah? Slowly, Rabbi Moshe, slowly. Chote Gecholim, the Machlokas HaTanoim, quotes Rashi. Okay, fine. Rashi, fine. So what did Rashi say? Ain't shir legufa goes there. Shein letzorach lavirin el eschamim b'achatiyos. Umikol makom yodua. Listen carefully, Oya. She is baru. V'almanas kein also. V'havalei miskavein. Ain't shir legufa. So Rashi says in the sefer, the second case is a miskavein. A miskavein ain't shir legufa. Rabbeinu mefarish l'dechayev shtayim mishum mechabel mamet. T'mili. Shekosa v'samoch shem niskaven lechabos or lehaver chayv shtayim. Horem lo niskaven lo. That's the clear implication of the part of the Rama. V'hocha manashach im niskaven haynu hach. It's redundant. V'yod Lo mitzvah lo meshachayim mishum lo chashin etzvich the gufa chayim ala. Table lay mishum shum miskavein. On the other hand, v'meina miskavein, hamay chayim, v'tzarachin. Shalomar, tabiachas shu yodeh shavad yizbar, have you what? Psik reisho.
If it was actually
miskavein,
you'd only have one.
Psik reisho, abosai. So what's he in effect trying to suggest? The first case is chayim because of miskavein. The second case is chayim because of psik reisho. Oh, a possible tense. Let's go back to the Rambam. Get to the Lecha Mishnah. Hikshavel Kesev Mishnah. What's going on? What's the case? V'li Nirenes L'Tarot. This is the Lecha Mishnah speaking. Okay, everyone watch. Look what he says. Vaday b'miskaven ayri. Why? The chen koser rabbeinu dal b'hilchos Shabbos shechayim al malacha shen etzvicha legufa koser b'perek mishnah b'nei shekibui havei malacha for a niskaven l'chabos mashma de b'inan kavona l'chayim v'kavona l'chudo lo havei sagi he have a kayim alon malacha shen etzvicha legufa potter. That's what Rambam says over there. Af agav de niskaven hu tzrach lomar di af agav de nesorach legufa chayim. Period. It's redundant. It's redundant. No. Vashmina tvei b'hachaluka b'bekamaisa. Why? I b'kamaisa hava amina minus kavin l'chabos u'lahavir. Listen carefully. Not only do you intend to do both, but you would have thought it means shetzorech l'shneya. Kolama shehu napoch shetzorech pechom u'chagon tzorech yacholim bo'aras davar echad, davar achad. He needs both. You might have thought now you're mechaven for both. You need both. Aval emein o tzorich potter. L'ochi kosa potter l'schamein. V'yafa gav den tzorich la'avoro. V'yacha shen eskaven chayev l'noch shen tzir l'gufi l'skaven l'noch chayev olea. Ad kan l'lecha mishnah. L'lecha mishnah say what's the difference in the reish of the sefer? The reish is also eskaven. Yes, it's true, but the reish should be referring to a case of both sides. We need both. Doesn't say we need. So the Rambam will say like this. The Reisha, Rabosa, listen carefully, is a situation of Tzricha L'Gufa. And the same is the case of Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. It's not redundant. The Reisha is Tzricha L'Gufa. The same as Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. That's not a redundancy. Yeah?
But you get a crazy situation now. If you actually intended to heat up the coals.
Yeah.
Because you wanted the coals to be heated up. Mm-hmm. You'd only be high one.
The Rambam says, in the second case, it's an Ein Tzricha L'Gufa.
So you didn't want the coals heated, you just wanted heat.
Therefore,
you're liable for two things.
You're liable for two things, because even though it's an Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, you're high anyway. Okay, however, so in the Reisha, it's arguable in the Rambam, that you need both things. Maybe that's why you need both things.
So now let's take the logical, absurd reduction to this.
Yeah.
If you only intended to make the coals hot, you wouldn't be liable for machaba because you didn't succeed making them hot. That would be...
If you didn't succeed in the malacha, it's a different story.
So it's only the coals you made, so you'd only be liable for
it depends what you did. If you did both, you'd be high potentially for both. Hold on a sec. Let's go slow. Let's go slow. The truth is, Rabosai, when the Kesef Mishnah asks his kasha, let's see this kasha carefully. One more time. The first kasha of the Kesef Mishnah we understand very well. It's a redundancy. The second kasha requires a little more careful analysis. First, yes, it's a redundancy. Hainuha. What's the second answer? What's the second question? Lo mitzvah lo mashachayr shabalok hashem nesvich l'guf v'chayim aleh tepiklei meishu miskaveng. Stop right there. What's the answer? What's he asking? What kind of kasha is that? Well, what is the kasha? Presumably the kasha is, if it's miskave, then by definition, it has to be tzricha l'gufa. Otherwise, what's the second kasha? It's iffy. Rashi says no. You are mechave, and still an answer to the goof. So therefore, you can answer both kashas. How do we answer the first kasha? As we saw, the first one is a case of ein tzricha l'gufa, and the second is a case of ein tzricha l'gufa. That's all. It's not a redundancy, and this kasha is not true. There could be a case where it's miskavein and ein tzricha l'gufa. Rashi says the beferish. So lechem mishnah seems to be saying, pasha pshat. Interesting. The Eben HaOzel quotes this lechem mishnah. He has a kasha. I want to read it to you from the inside. Remember, Eben HaOzel was Reb Chaim's Talmud. Remember that. Okay. So he has over here in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph. It's called Halacha Hevav Zayin. It's all one big long Halacha. And it's divided into three sections. More than three. Five, 1 second. Three, six. Wow. Six sections. Section three. V'hinei HaRambam, quotes an HaRambam. He quotes a Lecha Mishnah. Ain't a moving. Why ain't a moving? V'yakoponim, lama tzarek l'shtei ha-babas, v'sagi b'shniya, t'chot l'schamein, she'eno napach, in the sky of the chavis of the havir, chayim shtayim. In other words, the lechem mishnah said, yeah, the first case is tzarech legufa, and the second case tells you, know what? Even ain't tzarech legufa is chayim. Leave out the first case. That's Eben Ozel's kasha against the lechem mishnah. We can make the following suggestion. The Reisha is the case of Mechaber. I'll say the Sefer, we said before, is more Kal. Let's chazer again one more time. Let's go back to the Rambam one more time. What did Rambam say? Two cases. In the Skab and the Chabas of the Haber Chayim Shtayim. Says the Lecha Mishnah, you know why? As far as we know, it could be a case of Tzorach L'Gufa. Maybe. We don't know. Safest test needs to tell you, even Ancient of the Gufa is also Chayim. Frankly, of it also. So leave out the Reisha. Leave the Reisha out. Have only the Safe. That's the Kash he's asking. And the Mover. The second bob is enough. Chot l'schamim be'enu napach, in the schamim l'chavos l'av v'chaim shtayim. That should be enough. That's the kasha. Bosai, in the Reisha is the Beferish, Niskaver and the Chabas will have a Chayim Shtayim. What about the second case? Did you say Niskaver? No. What's the case? Is it Einam Niskaver? Maybe it's Einam Niskaver and Pesik Reisha. Because according to but that's not clear. The Kitzer, this is the Kesef Mishnah, this is the Lecha Mishnah, they're all pilpling pshat in this Rambam. You have to think a little more carefully how to get out of these kashas, and the kasha is not overwhelming. Having a slight redundancy is not so shver, this case and this case. He's calling the Gemara. The Gemara had two cases. Why did Gemara itself have two cases? Well, if you go back to the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, where's the Gemara? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Rabbi Osai, Rav Ashi saying pshat in one brisa, and that's a different brisa. Okay? before, it depends about Miskavin versus Eina Miskavin. He talks about Shrich Lagufa versus Ein Shrich Lagufa. So Rambam quoted both. Maybe in a Chinari, the second one would be enough. He quoted Rambam quotes both in the Gemara. They're coming from different prices. This kasha of the Evanezel is not so overwhelming. It seems to me not such an overwhelming kasha. The issue which is raised is that the Chazanish says like this. Chazanish says, Chotel l'schame v'huveru, back to the Rambam. Chotel l'schame v'huveru. Chaim Stein, ain't shir l'guf eschaim. What's the case, Rabbi Osad? Is it a case of meskaven or not meskaven? Meskaven or not meskaven? Let me read you from the Chazanish inside. Now, these Chazanishes, he took notes on Chidush Reb Chaim, and the notes were printed. Did he ever want the notes to be printed? I don't know. I can't say. But people printed his notes. I read it to you from the text. Many Reb Chaims now have this in the back. I don't think the Brisk was so happy about this. It was a whole sefer, written a whole sefer. I had a Rebbe when I was a youngster. His name was Rabbi Altuski. Zichron Lebracha. He wrote a whole sefer. He wrote many sefer called Chidush Basra. One of his svarim, I believe, the whole sefer is just answering Reb Chaim the kashas of the Chazanish. And that's a pretty good sefer, is it? Chazanish has many pages in small print. Let's see. 26 pages, 25 plus, to answer all these kashas. I think more than one sefer. But anyway, look what he says. The Rambam Shom, the Chotel l'schame mevor, sha'af im eino mechavein, lo lechavos, v'lo lehavir, gam ken chayim shtayim. Ketz the Mishnah's kasha. Lechemishnah eino muvim. Again, they don't just... He pushes them away. Ha'emes nire. The mashakosa v'ramba b'resha in the skave. Ikar dina shone. T'kayav the mikra kibui v'avara. V'siin. Sha'afim enem eskavim l'kachayav. U'vichlal zen eskavim l'chabos on eskavim l'havim. Gam gen chayav shtayim. U'mefarash asuka kapirish atosis. Therefore what? What's he saying? The Chazanish is really saying that the Rambam holds Psik Reish Lo Nichle is Chayav against Reb Chaim.
I can give another interpretation. Yeah. Malachas Matrevis.
Okay.
That answers it also.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. So yes, the Kasha against Reb Chaim. Ram Paskas the Chayav if it not Miskavim. That's Hilo's Pshat in the Rambam. Rambam says, Dova Shenim Eskavin is Mutter in Perek Alpha Lach Eilach Shabbos. The seeing, Aval Imu Psik Reisha Chayav Ustima Sadvarev Aft Lo Ichpus Lebe Misa Sa'ov. I will Loshen the Rambam Shom La Riga Sa'ov Bilvad Tevas Bilvad Eino Muvon V'nire Shehu Miyutor. Right, what is this before? He takes out a word from the Rambam. If you don't think I got this word from the Rambam, the Poshkrat is not only hold like the Aruch, but even like the beyond the Aruch, of these revushes version of the Aruch, as we said last time. It seems to me it's not a Poshkrat shot if Reb Chazanish is forced to take a word out, and he's also forced to assume that over here, the Skav and the Chavis Lav is Lav Dafka, that's two strikes. Took out a word, and it's Lav Dafka. So I would prefer to say the Pshat of the Lecha Mishnah. It's not Psik Reisha, we're talking about the Mechavin Mamish. Sikresh lo nichle, what the Rambam in fact is, potter, like the Aruch, like Reb Chaim, I'm a briska, in that sense. I don't know, I guess it's my training. Okay, nearly. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Achiezer has a slightly different wrinkle over here. I want to show you inside, if I can find it. So then another consideration which may make life a bit easier.
But if you say miskaven, doesn't it definitionally mean that it's malachi shetzri for the gufa?
Not necessarily.
You invented it.
Not intended for a different reason than he did in the Mishkan or something like that. He didn't want the goof. Hold on. I told you, when Rabbi Chaim was a young man, talks about this whole sugya. Tosis, the man don't be dumb. She didn't miscave in the sauce of chayv chatas b'shabbes, but miscave in the chabas al yonos. It's a tarts. Gemara shigemar sham. The man don't be makalkel b'chabur chayv, misasek nami chayv. Because you don't need b'chabur maleches machsheves. So too, the man don't be dumb. She didn't miscave in also b'shabbes through in the Torah. Rak b'shabbes nismayed mitam maleches machsheves. Bechabura, the Maldama Makata Bechabura Chayev, Lord Boyam Melechas Machsheves, Habakachol Isurim, the Osim and Torah, who are then Avara, the Maldama Makata Bechabura Chayev. So the Gemara increases, goes the Maldama Makata Bechabura Chayev, Yechayev Chatos, by Dava Shein and Miskavim, the Maldama Osim and Torah Bechari Surim, Lord of Havara Bechavas Bechari Surim. Now we understand the Rambam Zion in base. What's going on? Tyson increases, it says, Ein Mechavim is an answer to the Gufa. But the Rambam passed answer to the Gufa is Chayav. No, Osi Shapir. The Gemara increases, so the Mari Lamanda Mechaka Mechavara is Chayav. Ula Dide Lek Ula Mifta Mitam Dava Shein Mishkav in wine. Kev and Abib Sikresh of the Chayav and HaTorah. Gam Lagabe Shabbos. Heichad Lo Bina Melechas Machsheves. And therefore, the Torah is only because of Ainsir of the Gufa, as Tosu said. We pass him the Kaga Bechabur, Havaris Potter, Himalechas Machsheves, so Ain Miskav, the Psikresha, is not Chayim in the Torah. So the Rambam requires the Skav of the Chabas of the Havir. This is what Reb Chaim Moses says. This is not what Reb Chaim said. Reb Chaim said, no. Psikresha would be Chayim in the Torah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's considered melechas machsheves, because you know what's going to happen. But this is what Rabbi Chaim Boiser says. It's a different approach. At Kan Rabosai, I don't want to spend any more time on this difficult Rambam, but it seems to me that the preferred pshat Lanias Daiti is the pshat of Rabbi Chaim with the Lecha Mishnah. There's a bit of redundancy. So be a little bit of redundancy. What's so terrible? Maybe we can get out of the redundancy and think about it a little bit more. The truth is that Tosis sounds like Reb Chaim. Why? Because Tosis says that even though let's take a look at the Tosis in more than one place. Let's take the Tosis. Where should I show the best Tosis? A few places. We saw it a few times already. Let's take a look at the Tosfos in the Masechet Shabbos. How's that? Tosfos discusses the question of whether Dabar Shein Miskav in the Kohanim of Yehuda is it Midaraisa on Shabbos or is it Midrabanan on Shabbos? We just spoke about it a few minutes ago. Quotes Rashi Shita. Doesn't like Rashi. Watch this. Mut Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo also lay Rabbi Yehuda davashin miskaven ala medrabbonon. Why? Kema de miskaven lo havia malechas machshemes v'shori. This is the famous Tosfos in many places in Shas. Not every region agrees. that although davar shenei miskaven is osim midaraisa b'kol haTorah kula, the Shabbos is only osim midrabanan because not melechus machshavas. Why are chayav slaves? Because you don't know for a fact, 50-50. How do I do with krisis? Why do it with krisis? Davar shenei miskaven osir. Ivan says chayav. Look at the answer is to osa ipsik reisha. Sheyev sheklal chabas al yoris lo yuvra tachtonos. Choshem melechus machshavas. Nonetheless, Potter Rav Shimon, because it's answer the gufa. Period. Atka. Says the Sivat Shalom. We haven't opened the safe yet today. We spent a lot of time in the safe of the Sivat Shalom, and we will do that tomorrow as well. It's a classic safer. It has all the clone of Shabbos in one safer. I mean, nothing is in one safer. Wow, but big safer, hundreds of pages of Klali Shabbos. I'm now going to read you from Simon Yud Gimel. Yes, 50 something Simon. We're not going to do all 50, don't worry about it. But we'll try to do some of the major highlights of this beautiful Sefer. In Simon Yud Gimel, he quotes Reb Chaim. And he says, from Tosus, it appears that Reb Chaim is right. Chaim is right. Why? Why? Reb Chaim says, Oruch works, Tzugel HaNichalei works, Eina Miskan, Shon Kavana, Quanta of Yehuda, Asim and HaTorah, that's Machshavis, that's Chesaron Kavon, Chesaron Yediyah, Chesaron Yediyah, but if you're Pesik Reisha, is Yediyah Gemura, no Chesaron and Malachas Machshavis, Reb Osai, and that sounds that way from Tosis and Shabbos, Daf Mem Aleph from the base. The problem is, it's against the Tosfos elsewhere. That's what's bothering him. It's against the Tosfos elsewhere. Where's that? In Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin. Let's take a look at Tosfos in Sanhedrin and see what he's writing. Tells us to look at Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos said like this. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Easter Shabbos, listen carefully, the same as what they say in many places, that Easter Shabbos is not the Raisa, excuse me, that Davar Shenei Miskaven according to Rabbi Yehuda is not the Raisa, hold on a second, on Shabbos. There we go. I feel Rabbi Yehuda Kohen Miskaven Lo Psik Reisha, the Low Psik Reisha, Potter Midoraisa, Lo Havi Melechus Machshavas. Okay, so far, so good. But then look what they say now. The Chayim Perek Savak Achal Misasek Shein Miskaven Lo Melecha Potter. Watch this now. Kol Shein Heicha Dein Miskaven El the Greira. Whoa, whoa. Rabosai, Tosis says, this you sold, listen very carefully, please. This you sold, that Dova She'eino Miskaven is not a Doraisa on Shabbos, can be derived a Kalvachomer from where? From Misasek. It says in Krishus, Misasek She'eino Miskaven Lamalacha is Potur on Shabbos. Kolshkein, Hegalena Miskaven El Legrera. It's a Kolshkein. Says, I mean his words. V'yim tim tzalom ad shorish hodein b'shem b'davar shenei miskaven melechus machshavas. Who? B'shem chesaron hayediya sham alacha teyoseh Reb Chaim im kain ein lilmod mi misasek v'kavachoma l'davar shenei miskaven. Adrabba, b'misasek, this is page lama zayin atah, b'misasek lo yoda klal sham alacha teyoseh mashekin b'davar shenei miskaven. What kind of kavachomer is it, Rabosai? From the perspective of this uncertainty principle, from his perspective, When it's misasek, Rabbi said, listen carefully one more time. When it's misasek, you have no clue anything's going to happen. Ain't a miskaven, it's 50-50. Ain't a miskaven, therefore, it's more chomer than misasek. So why then does Tosfos over say over here, if misasek is potter, certainly ain't a miskaven? Not true. Ain't a miskaven, it's 50-50 knowledge, and misasek is zero knowledge. That's discussion. Umuchach mizeh. Should the das Tosfos here in Sanhedrin? Chisorin olechas machsheves, but misasek with Hashem miskaven. Ain't a novea mechisorin ayedia. Ela mechisorin hakavana. Whoa. Chisorin hakavana. What does that mean? So in misasek, at least you have a kavana for the end result. And if it's common, there is not. The imkain, this is what he's suggesting. Again, this kavachom is what's bothering the sefer Nesiv Hashem. It's bothering. True, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Chaim seems to be right by many poskim. Here not. It's not a kavachom. Must be a chasar and kavana by Dov Hashem and Miskaven. Right? The chasar and kavana. And misasek is even less kavana. Now we have this. Let's chazer again. Misasek she'en miskaven lemalacha is potter. Hold on, let's see carefully over here. If that's potter. Kol shken heichad in miskaven ella ligreira. What does that mean? Why is it a kavachom? Even called him. Why is it a kavachom? I read you what it says in the words over here one more time. The davashen miskaven, it's a chesaron kavana, a chesaron kavana. That's why it's not chayav on Shabbos. Lacks kavana, not lacks yediya. That's what he says pshat based on this tosis. What's the lumbus, Rav Osai? A very beautiful lumbus. Listen to this very carefully. This is in Siman Tes Zayin, he explains. The word misasek is a funny word. Misasek doesn't seem to say that you lack intention about this. It means you're misasek is something else. That's the word misasek means. I'm misasek in something else. This is the Yisod Niflo he has. You're misasek in something else. And he says it's based upon a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, if you're eating what's called derech schok, not in order to eat, but to make a joke, it's called a misasek. Why is it misasek? You know exactly what you're doing. See, we think in our lingo that misasek means you know what you're doing. If you know what you're doing, you don't do that. Okay. No, you know exactly what you're doing. You're doing something else. What's something else? You're eating for a joke. Or, what's the case of the Rambam? Rambam had a case, you're hunting, you're trapping. Why? To get the snake not to bite you. You're not trying to trap it to keep it, just to get it off your back. And that, he says, is the poshut pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos. I want to show you this Gemara. We saw this Gemara more than once. Let's not force it to do that. We saw this more than once. And we kept saying the Gemara is lav dafka because Tosfos says lav dafka. But you know, whenever there's a lav dafka, Rabbi Osai, you can very easily see why others would disagree. As we saw a minute ago, Tosfos said in Krisus it's lav dafka, right? Einam miskaven means ancient lugufa, and Reb Chaim that can't be. It means it's kipshuta. Here's another Gemara which is either dafka or lav dafka. Let's take a look at the Gemara. In the Sech the Shabbos, Rabbi Osai, we saw that Tosfos is lav dafka. Who said it's lav dafka? Shabbos. You have a question?
Yeah. So what would be the difference between
Midasek
and
Miskaven? Oh, let's go slow. We'll go very slow. The Gemara is a Masechta Shabbos of Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. Watch this. Look very carefully. Rav Amar, what happened? Atzad Chilos Napoto is one Chiyuv. One Chiyuv. Ayin Tefilas Neshama! Right? when you, what's potzea? You wound the chalazin to get the blue color out, but you're killing him. What do I say? No. Misasek eitz on the siyas neshama. Misasek? Why is it misasek? He knows exactly what he's doing. So what did Tosis answer? No. Don't take misasek literally. What does it mean? Ain't a miskaven. It fits in, right? The next line is, I psikresha v'layomus. Psikresha v'layomus is a comeback to ain't a miskaven. So Tosis says, don't take misasek literally. It means ain't a miskaven. We'll see the Tosis in a second. Yeah.
But with the
Klezon,
don't we want the Klezon to be alive longer?
Right, let's take more answers. Misasik. Hi, Misasik Lavdavka. The Misasik Bechabura Chayav Rab Shimon increases your test. Tinoklet by Bris Mila. Hol Makaka Bechabura Chayav Misasik Nami Chayav. So, what does it mean over here? It means ain't a miskaven. The Rambam presumably holds not that way. He takes it literally. Misasek. And if you don't believe me, we get back to the Gemara. We'll look for other links. I'm not sure if they have them over here. They have the Rach. Don't have the Rach. The Rach is printed in every single Gemara. Since you don't have a Rach in front of you, feel bad. I'll take my word for it, okay? Gemara and Shabbos, look up the Gemara and Shabbos of Ayin Hayman out, and they look on the bottom.
They have it now.
Where?
It's just in Rishonim. It's not in the links, it's in Rishonim.
Good job. Let you go off here. Go back. I ask you a question. If he's on the Rishonim, why isn't he a link?
It's not written here. I guess they don't link
him. Ben Rechanana, where is he? Here he is. Thank you so much. I didn't realize that. I'm learning slowly. Watch the rock. This asik is in the seals neshama. Watch this now. For kaimalon, hamis asik bechalovim varayas chaimish in the nere, hamis asik bechabas potem melechus machshavas asr Torah. I like that. Don't tell him he's over shenim miskaven, as Tosa said. The rabbi says explicitly, mis asik is kipshuto. And he quotes the Gemara, that mis asik bechabas is potem melechus machshavas asr Torah. Why? You know exactly what you're doing. You know that the chilazim may die. The answer is, Rabbi Osai, the answer is, since you want the animal to live, to lo kanichle lentilas neshama, the nichle, you want it to be alive, keep the color better. So you are misasking in the literal sense. What are you doing? You're not killing the chilazim. To the contrary, you're trying to preserve its life as long as possible to have a better die for your tzitzis. So misasek means you're doing something else. You're doing, and I bring your raya, says in the Sivat Shalom, from a totally different context. A context that has nothing to do with our sugyas directly, about Shabbos. This, paradoxically, the sugya of mitzvahs. Yes, mitzvahs. We've been here before. I showed you this once before. We'll see it again now. The Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah discusses the situation of someone who does a mitzvah and there's some kind of other thing going on in his life. Watch this. Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Says the Gemara like this. Watch this. Kfa'u ba'ochal matzah yotzah. Who's that? Kfu Parsim. The guy who forced him to eat the matzah is Yotze. What's that? It's still within 30 days of Pesach, right? Before Pesach Sheni still. Omar Rava. Zoso Meres. Hatokea Lashir Yotze. The same way that if you eat matzah because a guy puts a gun to your head, you yotze matzah. So too, you blow shofar for musical purposes, you yotze shofar. Pshita hainu hach. What do you mean hainu hach? Here's the mitzvah saying Shiras Kavan. Here's the mitzvah saying Shiras Kavan. Ma'od teima ochol matzah omer achmona. V'ho ochal. Now I want to show you Rashi before we turn the page. Is that fair? Okay, I'll turn the page in a second. Afal pish lo neskaven lo tzitz yedei chovim b'matz lo yishin shom pesel yotzim. Hatokeh le shir le shor le zamer. Pshita, the same thing, hainu ach. No. You might think, hosom ocho mach mozo mach mozo mach ocho. V'nene bach yiloso, hilkoch, labis asiku. Shari afal le inyin chiv chadna saminun. Misatze b'chalom b'charai eschaim shekei nene. And the same thing should apply to a mitzvah. And the Ran says that's from the Rambam. That you chayev you yotze mitzvahs matzah bal karacho because it's misaseh b'chalovim, and you're not yotze shofar or krishma or anything else. That's shita ha-ram chan ramba. Okay, let's go to Amud Beis. Look at what the Gemara says. Abel hocha zikra and truaksiv v'hai, what's the next word? Miss Asik Bialmahu Kamashwa. And it goes to Miss Enchiras Kama. The word Miss Asik is used over here in Befesh. You know why? You're busy playing music. You're Miss Asik in something else. And you're playing music. So the word Miss Asik should not be defined by how little Kavan you have for this, but how much Kavan you have for something else. A new part of misasik, the literal interpretation of misasik. You're misasik in something else. The mela, you're not relating to this. He quotes a fascinating Rebbe Osai, Sharatzim. That's a fascinating Sharatzim. You have to the Mishnah Berurah, correct?
Would that imply that there's no misasik by things like shofar and matzah?
No, by shofar, so there's a misasik. The Gemara says the Befeirush.
No.
The reason. What do you mean?
But like for matzah, let's say.
Right. That's what he says by matzah. Not. That's exactly what he says. This is one stage of the Gemara. It's the Havamina. When it's a maskana, not a kol tiram, might be a maskana. There's a fascinating sharatzia. What does he say? Umi sholat b'yamtzes udasa l'sukas chaveru. The Mogad Avraham says, Tzorach levarach sham leishe b'sum. Says the Sharatzi in Tzadi Gimel, watch this. Okay. Watch this. Why? You have to make a bracha no matter what. Why? Umi kol kom nirem. Even kol the chayodam, who rakish and nichas the sham and wrote to leishim sham. Abak shenichas the sham ligvos chovo vichadome. You go to Reuben Tzuka to collect $100 bill, he owes you money. Shar Asik. The ain nafkamina etzlo. Benimu suko vayis al chutz. He doesn't care where the guy is. He's running after to collect his money. In the house, in the street, in the sukkah, it's all the same thing. Vazela chulialme etzor levorech. Lo odet mi misasik bialmo. What misasik? I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm walking into the sukkah. No, I'm walking to collect my debt. Avoisai, with me. I'm walking to collect my debt. Yes, the debtor happens to be in the sukkah, but I'm going to collect my debt. Once again, not that I don't know what's going on. We always say, I don't know what's going on. No, he's misasik something else, like Tokeya Bashir. And now our boss that we come to our last point for today. We know, Rabbosai, The Tosfos who said what he said, close to that. Okay. Tosfos, I gotta put it on again. I'm so sorry. I was too quick to erase things. What did Tosfos say over here? We saw it before. Misasek shenem miskaven lemelacha poter kol shken heichal deinem miskaven elo legreirim. Okay. Now, Rabosai, I'm reading to you for now from this beautiful sefer, Simen Tezayin Sif Yud. We'll go up later on and see what he says. Tosfos Sanhedrin says that the part of Mishim Alechas Machsheves Ptur Misasek Yemei Haitayim Hashem Osli B'Yisri Rak Behetim. That's what we call Misasek. The Efshar the B'chol HaTorah Kol Yisod Kula the Misasek Hurak machmas hashgaga, a different kind of hashgaga. Gab etzem zeshel gab yichisarim alechas machshavas noktu toises, the bina shlo teyasa machshavta, and gab yiptur mechatas b'shadini haTorah. They said after the nazis machshavta potter, that lashon indicates she b'shar dinei Torah hagedah shem esasek shone. That when it comes to Shabbos, Melechas, Machshavas, Asra Torah, what that means is what we said before. You're misasik in something else. When it comes to misasik of Shar Dinei HaTorah, no. That's based on Shkoga and Tos, not based on Isuk B'Masi Acher. A suggestion. There are two kinds of misasik, Rabbi Osei called the Tosfos. There are two kinds of misasik. Two kinds of misasik. Having said this, Rabbi Osei, comes to discuss the Tosfos that we just saw a minute ago. Hope it's still here. Yes, Baruch Hashem, this one's still here. And he asked the kasha, which is so gavaldic. I recall we spoke about this kasha a little bit in the shir. I don't know if we ever gave it to us. Let's read the Kuri together. Hi, Miss Asik Lav Dafka. The Miss Asik Bechabur Chayav Rav Shimon. I will say, why? There's no even Lechas Mach Shemes. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There are two kinds of Miss Asik. One Miss Asik is based on Lechas Mach Shemes. That Tosfos is correct, presumably would not apply to Chover. What about the general of Miss Asik? Applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. Why doesn't that apply over here? Tosfos proves that Misasik is Lav Dafka. Why? Because we know that according to Reb Shimon, that there's no din of Misasik by Chabur. Wait a minute. Which din? That's Misasik of Shabbos. Based on the Lechaz Mach Shabbos. That doesn't apply when it comes to what? Rabbo said, when it comes to Chovel Omavir. But what about the Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula? It applies to all the Lavan and the whole Torah. Why shouldn't it apply to Chabura too? So I looked this Kasha up. I found in the fancy Gemaras of the Sifta, the Chasam Sofer is this Kasha. I think it has no answer. Did we ask this Kasha somewhere? I have this vague recollection we asked this Kasha somewhere this year, since Pesach, but I don't remember exactly if we did. And who asked the Kasha? You asked it, I asked it, someone else asked it. Maybe I quote from Chasam Sofer. I don't remember. Anyway, I found this kasha now, just now, in the statement of Nesiv Shah. He has his kasha. So according to Chasam Sofer, he has his kasha. It's So like this. Misasek in kol haTorah kula. Rabosai. Misasek in kol haTorah kula is what we call a shgaga and a tos. A shgaga and a tos. In this sugya, Rabosai, there's no shgaga and there's no tos. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's puncturing that pouch of the chalazin to get out the blue dye. No shkaga, no toast. Nothing. What misasik is there? The only misasik is there is the misasik derived from Melechus Machshavas. What does that mean? Misasik v'davarache. As Rabbi Nachman said, I'm trying to say. He's being misasik in something else. He's trying to procure the dye. He's not trying to kill the chalazim. Says Tosfos, wait a second. Misasek b'davar acher, derived from lechas machsheves, should not apply the chovel. The misasek of kol haTorah the chasam sofas kasha, that applies everywhere, that's only by shkoga v'tos, and here there's no shkoga v'tos. Here there's no shkoga v'tos. Shkoga v'tos, Rabbi Osai. What's pshat in shkoga v'tos? How does that work? He explains it again in the same place over here. What's he saying? Turah shemisasik kol haTorah v'tzad shkoga v'tos u'shkoga. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? He says like this. He says as follows. It's not the tokef hashkaga itself, ala mechisaron v'chashivus hamaisa, hamevi lekach she'ein hamaisa misyakes kol kach ela osa. It's if it happens by itself. Happens by itself. Happens by itself. That being the case, he says, yesh tzadimyon bein dover shein emiskave in the misasei. Shevishneim ain it so aptur mitzad hashkaga itself, ela mitzad bitul chashivas hamaisa, which means it's not does not relate to you. It's not relate to you. Ad kan his suggestion, it's comparable. Someone said today early in the shiur is against Rabbi Chanan the Kovet Shiur. What did he say? Correct, somebody said it. You are completely correct. Totally correct. I'd like you to review for tomorrow, one more time, the Kovet Shurim Chelik Bey Simen Chav Gimel, because tomorrow's Shir, from quoting this Sefer, is a completely different approach to Dabar Shem Miskavein and Misasek, how they relate to each other, against Rabbi Chanan explicitly. And then tomorrow we'll start with that. We'll continue with some of the other Klolim of Shabbos. Maybe tomorrow maybe we'll touch a little bit on the kosher switch, just to land a little bit into the world of practicality, v'siyata d'shmaya. Okay? Good.